Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, well, it's Jack Thursday, and I'm going to talk about counties you shouldn't send mail to in 2021.
Oh, I'm excited. Should I get out a pen and like be ready to write them down?
Actually, you should. I am going to give a couple of counties that you just shouldn't send mail to, but I'm going to
give
you
the
secret weapon. I'll give you the absolute secret weapon on how to analyze any county or parish in this entire country, and it will tell you whether or not you should send out mail there.
So wait, we're going to go through all 3144 today, right?
No.
Could you imagine?
I'm going to tell you how to set up a spreadsheet.
No, yes, yes, no, yes.
I'll show you how to set it up in a spreadsheet, and it'll tell you right away.
Cool.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted on landinvestors.com, our online free community, or some of the questions come from Discord. And if you're already a member, you know all about the Land Academy Discord.
Cool.
This is one of my favorite. I laughed out loud at this question. You have to read this all the way through.
This is long.
It's funny too.
All right, bear with me. This is going to be long. Okay. I don't subscribe to Land Academy since I come from real estate oriented family and I've been involved in real estate investing for years. My opinion is, this is Dallas, okay. My opinion is real estate is often hyper-local. Get out on the ground and visit neighborhoods you'd like to invest in. Don't give away your investment strategy, but meet the neighbors, invest in foot leather, etc. Word of mouth is so powerful. Talk to cities and get to know council members. Show that you care about your investment neighborhoods and want to make them even better places. You will learn so much and open up an avenue to better leads. Don't always enter with the expectation of flipping quickly. Sometimes it makes sense to buy and hold. Perhaps even develop certain vacant parcels or find temporary income producing uses. Sometimes you can work out deals with investor neighbors to acquire better parcels. P.S. Word to the wise. Some great investment neighborhoods can be a bit rough and tumble. I'm a fairly big guy, but when I was getting started, I nearly got into a fist fight. I had an AK-47 pointed at me at point blank on one other occasion, and I've had to evict a drug addict. But I've also had disgruntled people yell at me dozens of times, be safe and good luck. Boy, that sure makes me want to run out there and do the same thing.
This person.
Not. What?
Is not a member.
What?
And this person is engaging in what I would call a non-data-driven real estate career, like a real estate agent and like a person who drives for dollars or like somebody who flips houses for show on HGTV. I'm going to spend some time on this for a second.
Can I tell you how many times I've had anything pointed in my face? Zero.
When's the last time you saw a piece of property you even bought?
Well, I'm trying to think.
Five or 8 years ago?
I did.
On accident? Because we were on vacation.
We were on vacation. We drove by it. Like, oh, the conversation was, we sold a bunch of stuff over there. Oh, that's kind of nice. It's pretty. There you go.
My opinion is real estate is often hyper-local. No, it's not. It's where the data is that tells you to go. Get out on the ground. Visit neighborhoods that you'd like to invest in. Worst idea ever.
Talk about a waste of time. How many places can I...
Don't give away your investment strategy. That's what Land Academy is, giving away our investment strategy.
Yeah.
And meet the neighbors. That's how you get a shotgun on your face. invest in foot leather, etc.
Invest in flip-flops.
Word of mouth is so powerful. Talk to cities and get to know council members. When's the last time you went to a council member meeting?
Never. Ever.
Show that you care about your investment neighborhoods and you want to make them even better places. You'll learn so much and open up an avenue to better leads.
How about mail them all?
This is walking for dollars.
Yeah.
That's worse than driving for dollars. It takes more time.
Yeah.
Don't always enter with the expectation of flipping quickly. Hey, everybody, enter with the expectation of flipping quickly.
You want to own it for 5 minutes. That's what you want to do.
Sometimes it makes sense to buy and hold. It never makes sense to buy and hold. Perhaps even develop a certain parcel. Do we develop property here at Land Academy?
Nope.
Or find temporary income producing uses? Sometimes you can work out deals with investor neighbors to acquire even better parcels. How about you just sell it to the neighbors with a neighbor letter?
And move on. Put it in the bank and move on.
Some great investment neighborhoods can be a bit rough and tumble.
I'm not going there.
Land Academy is packed full of people that have made massive mistakes buying land in places like Detroit. And I'm from Detroit, so I can pick on Detroit all I want. Trust me, these are not places you want to buy and sell real estate. It's riddled with massive problems. And then he goes on about his AK-47 and how he's got to fight people.
Yeah.
There's a reason this person's not.
That's not the kind of company I want or the kind of way I want to do business or the business I want to be in. I'm not going to be...
Okay.
If I have to put on a bulletproof vest, there's a problem.
All joking aside, listen, I set this up a lot of years ago, so it's scalable.
Right.
So you can sit from your desk. The second you move from your desk, you're losing money.
That's true.
Sit from your desk and buy and sell property and scale it up through all kinds of ways to scale your property.
It's true.
You know, starting with virtual assistants and getting a partner like Jill and new phone lines and sending more mail out. You can't scale a business like this.
Right.
You can't scale a business where you're walking around shaking people's hands.
Yeah.
I'm sure this person's going to contact me directly with threats. Today's topic, Jack Thursday. I put it on Jack Thursday so I could rant about it.
Okay.
Counties you shouldn't mail in 2021. This is the meat of the show. How did this come about? Can you, in the pre-show, Jill explained why our customer service is getting a lot of questions about this?
Because they get calls now and then from people interested in joining Land Academy, and they had tested this, sent out mailers to areas that did not produce good results, i.e., you know, a lot of already investors already in those areas, or just, you know, flooded with available property for sale, things like that. So, and they said, look, the point of this is, and you're gonna give us more thing, it's like every county's good, but you gotta know how to pick it. And you know what? I was going to say, they change, by the way. My hot county today is not going to be my hot county 6 months from now.
That's
or maybe
for sure.
A year
or
from
state.
Now. Uh-huh. Or state.
Boy, Jill, that, you know what? That's a great perception.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff changes all the time, and where you buy property changes for a bunch of reasons.
Totally. So will you please expand on how this happened, what people are hung up on secret county lists. So we're calling the counties you shouldn't mail to today. We're not going to list different counties.
I'm going to list a few.
But I want to take this with a grain of salt. There are a few that are today. And you know what? 6 years from now or 5 years from now, this list is going to change. So this is not forever. This is today.
This whole thing started because Mark Podolsky's Land Geek program had some success with this is a lot of years ago. What he called the secret county list.
Right.
And he had a list of like 8 counties where it's great to send mail to.
And they were all terms. They were good terms things too. Was that kind of thing?
And then Jill's right. Maybe back then they were good. Maybe there was some secret reason to it. I mean, you don't say secret county list for long without it being, you know.
Not a secret.
It's like the first rule about Fight Club kind of thing. You just don't. You know what's going to happen. How that ends.
Right.
To which I responded of several years ago by designing what we call the red, green, yellow test. And you take data from a county or specifically from a zip code, either one's fine, and you put it into a spreadsheet. If you're a member, it's in the spreadsheet that we provide, the Equity Planner. Mm-hmm. You can copy and paste it from Realtor.com or Redfin.com, who provide spreadsheet free data, and you pit the counties or the zip codes, in either case, against each other to find, in there, it'll tell you, this is red or this is yellow, maybe you should consider it, or it's green, and it might be a good place to send mail. And I came up with 3 statistics. Since then, we've had incredibly brilliant members expand on that, but let's just use the original red, green, yellow test for this perspective. It looks at days on market first for all real estate. That tells me, days on market, we haven't talked about it recently, for me is the end all. If I'm in a hurry and I want to send out some mail, which I never am, but if I was, I would look at days on market only for all properties in that zip code or that county, And it would tell me pretty quickly whether or not people are buying property there.
Mm-hmm. So think about this. You put five zip codes together, and one has, you know, 10 days on market, the other have 20 days on market, and then you have 300 days on market, 75 days on market, 62 days on market. What do you think you're going to do with that information?
Right. So you always want to send mail to the lowest days on market.
Right.
Oh, Jack, but, you know, if it's got a real low days on market, my mail response is going to be worse. Trust me, it's going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. People respond to these mailers because they're in a life situation, not because they know anything about price and don't care.
Right.
The same way you have a garage sale for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You don't care about what you sell it for. You're just cleaning the garage out. Mm-hmm. That's number one, days on market. Number two, number of properties sold to number of properties for sale. And that number should be below 1-to-1 for the last 12 months. So if you have 100 properties for sale and you have 100 properties sold in the last 12 months, you could even take it to the last month. In some real urban cases, we do that with houses. Mm-hmm. You want a 1-to-1 ratio. If you've got 650,000 properties for sale in certain counties like San Bernardino, and you see 22 sold in the last 30 days.
Not a good sign.
That might not be a good place to send mail. At any price, at $50 an acre, do you really want to drop your for sale property down into a sea of available property where it just immediately gets lost, like a drop in a bucket?
Right.
And then, I forgot what the third statistic is.
So we've got days on market.
Oh, in the universe of properties.
Yeah.
Number of properties for sale against the universe of properties in that county or zip code. You want small numbers of properties that are for sale in the universe of properties, which means there's a much higher demand, in my mind, a much higher demand than there is supply. Mm-hmm. Now you can take this out. There's unbelievable statistics on real estate, specifically houses. And so I look at all real estate to run these numbers. In some cases you can get just land numbers and that's great.
Right.
But those are usually real urban counties, which we don't specialize in. This will vet out 99.9% of the time where you should send mail. If you run this in San Bernardino County, if you run this in the two counties that are out west in Culverson County and Hudspeth County in Texas, you're going to immediately find, you won't get past days on market.
Right.
You're going to immediately find that is not a place to send mail. So everybody dies for me to do this for them. They want the 8 or 12 counties that we know, you know, but all you have to do is run the tests and it's free and easy.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole point here. Don't get hung up on the secret county list. Don't get hung up on what you hear. Don't get hung up on what you think people are doing. And just know, learn for yourself to do it the right way. That's what Land Academy is all about, by the way. Land Academy is not me telling you A to B to C, and we haven't talked about that in a while.
Let's talk about it, because that's how I was going to end this.
Well, okay, good. Well, just Land Academy is about us teaching you what we do and what triggers a good area, because at the end of the day, you're going to find deals and counties and areas we've never heard of, and that's my favorite thing, and you'll be over here killing it in those places.
Land Academy has evolved into teaching people, the types of people who want to do this for a living.
Yeah.
It's the professional version of land investing. This is not the Hello Kitty version of land investing, like several other, you know, I don't even want to call them competitors. There's a lot of places where you can learn how to do this, and I would encourage you to look at them all or be members of lots of them.
Yeah.
But if you're come from a technical background or a mega sales background, and you're not afraid of spreadsheets, or you're not afraid of talking on the phone, or you're generally not afraid of taking 3 or 4 months and learning the right way to do something so that it will feed you for years or generations, however you want it to, with multiple people in our group that are doing this with their children, us included, mm-hmm. then this is for you. If you want a cute little list of where not to send mail, and you're gonna trust that, you know, you shouldn't trust me anyway.
You shouldn't do your own numbers.
You shouldn't trust that I'm saying don't send mail to San Bernardino County. You should run your own test in a spreadsheet. If spreadsheets scare you,
see it.
If you want an easy button or spreadsheets scare you, this is not for you.
Okay.
That's what this is. This topic is, it miffs me a little bit.
We're here to make sure you succeed, period.
there's not a simple little five-step process where you can start cranking a crank and cranking money out right. on this.
There are moving parts. And I'm sure that helped. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show, finally. It's Jill Friday. I have money to burn. You are not alone. And your real estate ambition. They give you cute little titles.
You got one, too.
I mean, it's like, I'm writing a book, was last week.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Exclamation point.
Well, we are different people.
I have money to burn.
On your deals.
Exclamation point.
Exactly. Do you need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us? Give Offers to Owners a call. Check them out. No setup fees, free email merge, and exceptional service. We should know, as it's our company, and I want to remind you too, we now have a new product in there called Concierge Data and Pricing. Check that out. It's awesome. So give Offers to Owners a call today.
We're Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.